It's time for Play It Forward, our series where artists tell us about their music and the musicians who inspire them. Last week, the singer-songwriter Mia Doy Todd told us why she's grateful for the bassist, producer, and singer Stephen Lee Bruner, who performs as Thundercat.
Bass frequencies, they move the heart and the core, so I just love the bass. And Thundercat is a genius bass player, super lyrical, like Jaco Pastorius.
We're going to go to Thundercat next, so what would you like to say to him?
Hi, Thundercat. It's Mia. I hope you're well these days. I put on your records and I don't feel lonely. Even in these crazy times, I feel like everything's going to be okay.
And Thundercat joins us now. Welcome to Play It Forward.
Thank you for having me. That was very sweet.
What do you think of what you just heard from Mia Doy Todd?
I think that was it's a little slightly overwhelming. You know, it's I appreciate it beyond reason. It makes me feel better about everything a bit right now.
Yeah.
That was very sweet of her to do that.
What's it like to hear that people are listening to your music and feeling less lonely?
It's trippy. It's pretty trippy, you know. It's so weird how it translates. I feel like it's sometimes you don't know how it's going to translate, so it's always like a bit of a surprise when and if it does like that, you know. I don't know because a lot of the time I feel like it's more just me in my head, you know.
This album that came out in April is called It Is What It Is. What does that sentence mean to you now?
It means ups and downs and strikes and gutters. It's kind of like the good and the bad. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand. And I don't know. It tends to be a bit funny for me now, you know, where it's kind of like when there is no answer, it just is what it is. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do, you know? But yeah, it feels a bit more comedic for me at this point, for sure.
It's interesting that you say comedic. I mean, Mia Doy Todd described your music as heartfelt and honest and funny too. And those are three words that I don't often tie together, but they do really describe your music. How important is humor to the songs that you write?
It's you know, it's very, very heavily entangled in there, to be honest, the comedy. And I don't know, it's something that I've always thought that was important ever since I was a kid, you know, to laugh. And, you know, being able to laugh is like one of the best feelings ever.
Tell us about the track on this album that I think has the most overt, outright surface comedy, which is Dragon Ball Durag. I feel
kind of Dragon Ball Durag. Well, I mean, it has a pretty funny story behind it. There was a person I was dating a while ago, and I remember that it was like sometimes you never know the things that attracts the other person to you. You know, you never know. I was just kind of lounging in the house in my do-rag. I remember the look in the person I was with. I remember the look in their eyes, and I was like, "Why is she like? What's going on here?" And she said it to me. She was like, she liked how I looked in my durag.
You know, what you thought was your fashion weakness was actually your fashion strength.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's she liked it, and you know, the rest is history.
Just before we started this recording, you were talking about your cat making a mess on the floor. And there is a line in this song, "I may be covered in cat hair, but I still smell good." I may be covered in cat hair, but I
still smell good, baby. Oh my God. I feel like that's the most literal statement I've ever said in my life. That's going to be on my headstone.
I'm trying to get Well, Thundercat, it's your turn to play it forward and tell us about an artist who you're thankful for. And because this is the finale of our second season, this is going to be the last link in the chain. So who do you want us to go out on?
I'm going to go ahead and say Lewis Cole.
Never guess and never know. Losing everything you own.
Tell us about him.
Man, Lewis Cole is, I think, one of Los Angeles's greatest musicians. And saying perfectionist is like, that's not it. It's one of those things where he is 100% in control of what he's doing.
I pulled the lightning from the blue.
Tell us about a track of his for people who aren't familiar with his music. What can we play to introduce people to him?
There's a specific tune from a group that he has called Knower. And it, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to cuss on air, but I think the title of the song is "The Makeup Skip the Shower."
There is nothing to prove me. This is not a movie. I am not a superhero.
And that was one of the first moments I got a chance to really fall in love with Lewis Cole's music.
This is not what I agreed on. This is not what I agreed on.
What do you hear when you listen to this?
I'm hearing colors flying. I'm hearing Genevieve's voice, and it's Genevieve's voice.
That's Genevieve Artadi, the singer.
Yes, that's Genevieve Artadi. And it's one of those things where the progression's happening.
Repetitious, 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 repetitious.
The way it's moving, the speed it's moving at. It's very simple. It feels very simple, but it's extremely complicated.
You always pick up your phone.
Well, what would you like to say to Lewis Cole of the duo Knower?
I would like to say, I love you, man. I'm excited to see where you're going, where you'll take things all the time. And keep creating, man. What you're doing is definitely changing the world. Just keep going.
Thundercat's latest album is called It Is What It Is. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely.